Chapter 4. The descendants of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reiah, the son of Shobal, became the father of Jahath, and Jahath became the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the clans of the Zorathites. These were the descendants of Hareph, the father of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. Their sister was named Hazaleponi. Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer the father of Hushar. These were the descendants of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. Ashur, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Helah and Naarah. Naarah bore him Ahuzam, Hepher, the Temanites, and the Ahashtarites. These were the descendants of Naarah. The sons of Helah were Zereth, Izhar, Ethnan, and Kos. Kos became the father of Anub and Zobebar, as well as of the clans of Ahahel, son of Harum. Jabez was the most distinguished of the brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I bore him with pain." Jabez prayed to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you may truly bless me and extend my boundaries. Help me and make me free of misfortune without pain." And God granted his prayer. Chelub, the brother of Shuhar, became the father of Mehir, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton became the father of Bethrapha, Pasea, and Tehina, the father of the city of Nahas. These were the men of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz were Othniel and Sariah. The sons of Othniel were Hattath and Maonathai. Maonathai became the father of Oprah. Sariah became the father of Joab, the father of Geharashim, so called because they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, were Ir, Elah, and Naam. The sons of Elah were and Kenaz. The sons of Jehalalel were Ziph, Ziphah, Diliah, and Asarel. The sons of Ezra were Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. Jether became the father of Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. His, Mered's Egyptian wife, bore Jared, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanoah. These were the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered married. The sons of his Jewish wife, the sister of Nahum, the father of Kelah, were Shimon the Garmite, and Ishi the Maacathite. The sons of Shimon were Amnon, Rinah, Benhanan, and Telon. The son of Ishi was Zoheth, and the son of Zoheth. The descendants of Shelah, son of Judah, were the father of Lekah, Leada, the father of Mareshah, the clans of the Linen Weavers Guild in Beth Ashbeah, Jochim, the men of Kozibah, and Joash and Saraph, who held property in Moab, but returned to Bethlehem. These are events of old. They were potters and inhabitants of Netaim and Gederah, where they lived in the king's service. Simeon. The sons of Simeon were Nemuel, Jamin, Jachin, Zerah, and Shaul, whose son was Shallum, whose son was Mibsam, whose son was Mishma. The descendants of Mishma were his son Hamuel, whose son was Zakur, whose son was Shimei. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters. His brothers, however, did not have many sons, and as a result, all their clans did not equal the number of the Judahites. They dwelt in Beersheba, Moladah, Hazar Shual, Bilhah, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Makaboth, Hazar Susim, Beth Biri, and Shearim. Until David came to reign, these were their cities and their villages. Etam also, and Ain, Rimmon, Token, and Eshan, 5 cities, together with all their outlying villages as far as Baal. Here is where they dwelt, and so it was inscribed of them in their family records. Meshobab, Jamlech, Joshar, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, son of Joshibeah, son of Sariah, son of Asiel, Eloenai, Jeacobath, Jeshohiah, Asaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, Zizer, son of Shifi, son of Alon, son of Jediah, son of Shimri, son of Shemaiah. These just named were princes in their clans, and their ancestral houses spread out to such an extent that they went to the approaches of Gedor, east of the valley, seeking pasture for their flocks. They found abundant and good pastures, and the land was spacious, quiet, and peaceful. They who have just been listed by name set out during the reign of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and attacked the tents of Ham, for Hamites dwelt there formerly, and also the Meunites who were there. They pronounced against them the ban that is still in force, and dwelt in their place because they found pasture there for their flocks. 500 of them, the Simeonites, went to Mount Seir under the leadership of Pelatiah, Neariah, Raphiah, and Uziel, sons of Ishi. They attacked the surviving Amalekites, who had escaped, and have resided there to the present day.